7.
Time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'm sending each of you a big welcome this hour and a big reminder that I always love to hear from you. Take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page, and you can also follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And when you call in during this hour with a question for my guest or myself, I'm going to send you two free bags of azomite soil remineralizer. Azomite comes from ancient volcanic deposit, and it contains more than 67 essential minerals to help replenish your soil, and it's yours for free when you call in during this hour with a question for myself or my guest. Here's the number to call, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to send you two bags of azomite, a prilled, which is it's actually not ground up, and then the micronized, which is ground up. We're probably going to talk about it on the show, so definitely call in during this hour. My guest this hour is Stephen Scott, yay, co-founder of Terroir Seeds and the home of Underwood Gardens. If you were listening last week to the show, you may remember that my guest was going to come right back this week so we could continue to discuss our important topic of the use of GMOs and glyphosate. Here's the story at a glance. GM crops are surrounded by false promises and failed technology. Virtually all of the claims of benefit of GM crops, increased yields, more food production, controlled pests and weeds, reductions in chemical use in agriculture, drought-tolerant seeds have not materialized. Contrary to the claim of feeding the world, genetic engineering has not increased the yield of a single crop. GM crops have led to the creation of superweeds and superpests, while actually necessitating increased pesticide and herbicide use. Health concerns related to GMOs continue to mount and include fertility and reproductive problems, inflammatory reactions, allergies, organ damage, and more. And now I would like to ask Stephen Scott to join me so we can hear from him about the story, how it all started, and the solutions that we can all be a part of. Welcome back, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thanks for the intro, and I think it's hugely appropriate that you're giving away the azomite, because we had talked about that last weekend. That's one of the most effective methods of tying up the glyphosate and starting to heal the soil. So that's wonderful to hear.
Yay. Well, I figured that would make a lot of sense, and why talk about it and not, you know, offer it the next go-round? So I have to say, you know, you are so positive, energetic, and I just want to thank you for the seeds that you sent me and the copy of your beautiful seed catalog. It's absolutely beautiful. And you and your wife,
thank you.
You and your wife, Cindy, are to be commended for all the work that you've done. My hat's off to you. You guys are just amazing. And you know what I thought we should do, in case people are listening that, you know, I'm sure there are people that are listening now that didn't hear you last week. Just a quick recap from you of your background and how you got to be involved with Terroir Seeds so that people know about your company and you guys.
Sure. Terroir Seeds was founded in 2008. We walked away from our full-time jobs we figured it was finally time to pursue our dream of not just heirloom and open pollinated seeds, but a lot of education. We have seen in the past 70 years that we've lost a lot of agricultural knowledge, not just on a large scale, but in the home garden as well, as we have taken what I call our chemical detour, as we've become more and more dependent on petroleum-derived chemistry for herbicides, pesticides, and fertilizers. We've forgotten how to live without these things. We've become addicted to the fast food diet in our gardens as well. So our terroir means soil in the most basic sense, but in the larger, broader sense, that French word means the particular taste of the food grown in a particular location. And, of course, in our application, that means your garden. And food should taste different in your garden from a friend's garden, even a couple of miles away, because the microclimate's going to be just a little different. The soil chemistry, the nutrients, the sun, the water, all of those things contribute to the terroir. And we use that as a foundational, as the foundation for our company. And our philosophy is from the soil to the seed to the food you eat. So we take a holistic look at building the soil in a biologically responsible and friendly manner. Working with the best seeds produces the best plants, the healthiest plants, the most pest and disease resistant. And, of course, from that comes the best food, the tastiest and the most nutritious food possible. It's kind of a revelation in today's world where we have sick care parading as health care, that you can build the fertility in your soil in your home garden, grow some of your own food, and see measurable, noticeable benefits to your health. It's a radical concept today, and a lot of folks are really beginning to realize that and come back to it.
That's really the crux of the whole thing, measurable changes to your health. And I really love what you said, from the soil to the seed, to the food that you eat. That's exactly how it is. And that's beautiful. I love the way you put that. You know, so many people are beginning to catch on to this idea of, I need to grow my own food, and I want to grow my own food because I'm not sure what's out there. It certainly doesn't taste very good anymore. And,
right.
So we want taste. We want flavor. And if it doesn't taste very good and it's not very flavorful, it probably isn't very nutritious to us. And so,
You hit on a really key point right there, and that's something that recent research is really pointing out, that the colors and the flavors of especially the vegetables are huge indicators of their nutrition content. And we don't recognize that enough, but that's a huge point that you just mentioned.
So, you know, those of us who are, you know, growing our own food and whatnot, and hopefully we're being able to either buy our seeds that have not been genetically modified. The whole thing is that there is quite a scare right now. And to some of us, there's quite a scare. To others, I don't think they have a clue about how serious it is and why they need to be involved and care. Why should
Correct.
We care? Why is this important?
Basically, the health, not only our health, but the health of our children and the health of the future generations, and not to put it in a fear base, but it is very, very stark. If we don't get a hold of our health and the runaway train wreck of the health issues that we're seeing, if we don't get a hold of these soon, we're seeing that these effects from side effects of the GMOs, from the BT toxin and the glyphosate specifically, those are not limited just to our lifetime. Those are passed on to our kids. Those are passed on through the DNA, which means if we don't get a hold of this, we are going to be continuing this throughout the future generations. And this is not a legacy we want to leave.
Absolutely not. I mean, when you think about almost all processed foods in the U.S. contain genetically modified ingredients. And, you know, I mean, even when you look at a cracker, and if you see canola oil or you see soybean oil in it, I mean, you're talking,
yeah.
And if it's wheat and none of those afterwards say, organic, you're pretty much guaranteeing to yourself that you're going to be consuming a product that's been genetically modified. And that's the thing that most people don't realize. There is no food labeling yet, and something that we really want to consider in the future. We're going to jump away here for a minute and take a quick break. And when we get back, Stephen, we're going to talk about how these, we talked a little bit last time, but how does glyphosate work, and why is it so dangerous when combined with genetically modified foods? So we'll be right back. For those of you who are listening, don't go away.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is the outstanding, and I really mean outstanding, amazing, incredible, Stephen Scott, co-founder of True R Seeds and the home of Underwood Gardens. He says, we do not own the seeds we sell. We are simply caretakers of the seed stock, maintaining genetic purity, quality, and viability while they are in our care. These seeds, all of them, belong to humanity. They are what have kept us alive for the past 12,000 to 15,000 years. That's pretty amazing. And I just want to be sure everybody gets the number to call in. It's 877-300-7867. 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. And for those of you who are calling in, my gift today is two great big bags of azomite minerals that are just outstanding for your garden. And we even talked about how you can eat them yourself. So anyway, Stephen, we were talking, you know, we kind of sort of set things up because last week, we talked a whole lot about genetically modified foods and whatnot, and we sort of touched on how do these herbicides work and how does it ultimately affect our health. So let's take a little bit of time so that to slightly reiterate, but so that we can lay the foundation for the rest of the show.
Sure, sure. Last weekend we talked about glyphosate, which GMOs are getting a lot of attention, and rightly so, but glyphosate is a huge cofactor in the genetically modified food chain. GMOs are created for two specific reasons. The only two patents are for tolerant to glyphosate, which is an organophosphate herbicide, and then tolerance of the BT toxin that's inserted actually into their gene. And we'll talk a little bit about the BT toxin today. Last weekend we focused on the glyphosate, the effects that it had on the soil and the soil microorganisms and the soil life, how it chelates or ties up the minerals in the soil, making those unavailable to the plants, which creates health and toxicity issues in the plants. The glyphosate itself doesn't kill plants or weeds. It simply strips the defenses and strips nutrition out of them so other soil-borne pathogens go in and kill them. And the glyphosate works its way up the food chain and concentrates as it goes up the food chain, meaning it concentrates in our meat, our milk, our eggs, and our vegetables, which ultimately concentrate in us. Part of these effects are genetic effects on the DNA level, meaning we're going to pass these some of these effects on to our children. And that's the really scary part, is it's not just going to really affect us, it's going to affect future generations. We also talked about the positive side of how to mitigate this, and the biggest part is remineralizing the soil, remineralizing our bodies, and rebuilding the health and microbial communities in the soil. And the same thing with our gut flora, getting the probiotics into our own systems to help flush these toxins out and reduce and repair the damage that they've done. So that's really how the whole glyphosate portion of it works. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the genetically engineered foods this weekend. Some folks are a bit aware, some folks are just becoming aware, and some folks are really aware of GMOs. The largest GM crops are in soy, which is 94% of any soy crop grown in the U.S. is genetically modified. Corn is 88% genetically modified. Cotton is 93%, and canola, which is, as Sherry pointed out, mainly in oil, but 90% of all canola is genetically modified. Sugar beets, released in 2009, if you're not eating organic cane sugar, you're eating GMO sugar. 95% of it comes from sugar beets. And then alfalfa, which was just released, and this is alfalfa hay, not sprouts. That was recently deregulated. So now the concern is not only are the animals that we eat, such as the cattle, eating the genetically engineered hay, but then they're going into the feedlots with all the antibiotics and nastiness that goes from there. So there are some minor crops, such as the Hawaiian papaya, some zucchini and crookneck squash, which have been bred for some viral resistance, but those are not widespread on the market. Let's cut right to the positive part of this. It's a lot easier to get to the positive part. How do we avoid this? Several vectors of approach for avoiding GMOs. The first is, and the simplest, and the thing that you're going to have the absolute most control of it, is take responsibility, start or enlarge your own garden. Grow some of your own food. Even if you have a balcony and you have room for 2 5-gallon buckets, you can grow some tomatoes, you can grow some lettuce, you can grow some herbs. You can make a start. Some folks just simply don't have as much room, and that's understandable. Community gardens are a fantastic place to get started. Farmers markets, get to know who's growing your food. Ask the questions. Most farmers markets are, by their nature, going to avoid GMOs, and they're going to do a lot of education on that. Next in the chain is reading labels. Sherry pointed out very accurately, if you're eating food in a package and not reading the label, chances are probably 99% that you're eating some form of genetically modified food. The easiest way is to shop on the outside of the supermarket. Stay away from the aisles. Eat the unpackaged fresh fruits, vegetables, that sort of thing. And when you start going into the aisles, that's when you really need to do some education. You need to learn what those complex names on the labels mean. And the easier way on that is if it's a word you can't pronounce, it's probably not a natural or organic substance, and you're going to want to minimize that or avoid it. So there's definitely some things you can do. Organic, the national organic standards preclude, disallow any genetic engineered inputs. So anything that's certified organic gives you a real sense of reliability that you're not eating genetically engineered food. A couple of resources I want to point out that's easy to find. One is called the Non-GMO Shopping Guide. And the website's literally non-GMOshoppingguide.com. You can download and print. There's an iPhone app, a smartphone app for how to avoid GMOs. Very easy to use. There's also the Institute for Responsible Technology, and that website is responsibletechnology.com. Or I'm sorry, it's .org. Responsibletechnology.org. Jeffrey Smith does an amazing amount of education that's not fear-based. It's very sound and scientifically proven, and his whole program is based on what can we do individually and as a population to have an effect on this.
So we're going to take a quick break. That was very elegant and very informative. So those of you who are listening, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of Stephen Scott.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. My guest is the amazing Stephen Scott, co-founder, owner of Terroir Seeds, T-E-R-R-O-I-R Seeds. His website is Underwood Gardens, U-N-D-E-R, woodgardens.com. And we are talking about glyphosate. We're talking about genetically modified foods. And welcome back, Stephen, and thank you so much for having the courage to step out and enlighten us, because this is it's tricky when you're out there in the public, and you want to be careful that you do not get involved politically, in the sense of that we want to make somebody wrong. You know, I think you share the same philosophy and consciousness that we do at Arbico Organics, which is that, you know, we're not out here to say, you know, a synthetic product is the wrong way to go. We're talking about what we have as alternatives, and I really appreciate your approach.
Well, thanks. And the thing that part of what we look at as well is there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way up the mountain. I mean, there's more than one way to do a lot of things. And the biggest concern that we have with genetic engineering is it's untested, contrary to the bought and paid for research that's published. Independent research is showing some pretty scary things. And we're dealing with a company that has a history of saying, oh yeah, everything we're putting out is safe, back into the 30s and 40s. And unfortunately, time and time and time again, 20 and 30 years later, it's being realized, ooh, whoops, sorry, these things really aren't safe, but they've been out there for 20 years now. So, and it continues to happen. So these are some of our concerns. So we focus on the reality of the situation and try to educate customers and consumers and let the people make their own choice. In reality, the only thing that we have control over is our choices and the choices we make for our family. We individually cannot save the world, but we can save ourselves or our family. And when we start doing this as a group, as a population, that's when some major changes happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with you there. Say, I want to interrupt here because we have a caller, and
cool.
I want to be sure that Jason has a chance to ask his question. So we're going to ask Jason from Pennsylvania to join us with his question. So, Jason, hello. Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing pretty good. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from? Where are you located?
It's called Oil City, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And are you listening on the radio, or are you listening through the internet?
Through the internet, actually.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you so much for calling. I know this is a really important topic, and so what's your question for Stephen today?
Oh, okay. Basically, it's concerning like soil amendments. Say, for example, azomite or whatever it may be. I was wondering if that would be a good idea to perhaps sprinkle some of that into like a compost and let that kind of be digested, as opposed to just spreading it straight into the soil.
You can do both, and there's
okay.
definitely some benefits to adding a broad spectrum mineral such as azomite or milk, 20% milk solution, and blackstrap molasses to your compost.
Oh,
because it's going to help the microbes, the micro colonies that are digesting the compost. It'll give them a head start. Adding that broad spectrum mineral is going to give them a broader spectrum of nutrients to work off of, which is going to increase the health of the compost going into the soil. You've got a really good point there, because a lot of people don't trace the food chain back. Rodale really kind of brought to the American public the importance of composting, but we have to look back. Where did that compost come from? Okay, it came from the animals, it came from the hay. Where was that hay grown? Was it grown on a nutrient-rich, minerally sufficient soil? Or was it grown on a fairly depleted soil, which is common today, unfortunately? And then, of course, the animals use what they need from it, and then so you wind up with the feedstocks, the manure for the compost, that winds up being pretty nutritionally deficient in some cases.
I see.
So, yeah, you're definitely on the right track with that. And doing a little bit of both is going to be hugely beneficial.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I agree, and the microorganisms are what I call the soul of the soil, and they are sort of the consciousness, if you will, and so the stronger we make them and the healthier we make them in the very beginning, the healthier and the stronger everything else will be. So I love your idea of fortifying them to begin with, because the stronger they are, the better they are at doing their job, which is to break down organic matter into humus. And along with the azomite, which we talked a little bit about, it definitely is something that is, I think, is an outstanding product that many of us need to be using. I mean, we have been miners over the years, and I mean farmers and large agri farmers in particular have been mining the soil and not putting anything back in. And so it's one of the reasons that when we purchase food, particularly food that's been conventionally grown, it's fairly devoid of minerals. And so one of the reasons that, again, that our health isn't, you know, we suffer, animals suffer, everything suffers along the way. So we have to start at the very beginning fortifying.
And just another point, if you have animals that are supplying the manure for you for your compost pile, give them some azomite as well. Their health will increase greatly. With chickens, they'll quit pecking each other, they'll quit eating their eggs. The eggshells are stronger within 3 to 4 days. With horses, with sheep, their hooves strengthen, they balance the metabolism better, their hair coat and quality is a lot better. There's just a lot of benefits to it. So you can do it all along the way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
We're so glad you called, and thank you for tuning in, and let us know how you go. I'm going to be sending you, actually, two bags, and one of them is the micronized, which is the ground-up version, and the other one is the prilled. One is really for water applications, or you can use it dry, and the other one is for broadcast. So you're going to be getting quite a bit of the stuff. So I hope you enjoy it, and let us know how everything goes, and don't hesitate to call back anytime, Jason, okay?
Sure, okay.
All righty, yeah. Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks.
So getting back, we've got about 1 minute, so before we have to jump off the air again, I think something that everybody's wondering, why if scientists are discovering all these health problems related to genetically modified foods, why are the studies, being ignored all the time by European food safety authorities and our own FDA is the question that I think a lot of people are wondering. Why is that? Why are they not jumping to stop things and, or at least take a step back to do some solid research to substantiate one way or the other? That has me very perplexed, and I don't know how you feel about it, but like I said, we've got about 1 minute.
It's a fantastic question because it reads just like a soap opera. Surprisingly, the FDA has done, the agency scientists for the FDA have done a lot of research, and we'll talk about this just a little bit after the break. They were very concerned about allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems, and we'll see what happened. They got squashed by the U.S. Food Safety Czar, who's the former Monsanto attorney and later Monsanto vice president, and now he's the head of the FDA.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back, though. For those of you who are listening, we're going to come right back in just a couple of minutes here. And if you have a question for Stephen or myself, that number to call is 877-300-7645.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50-75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and I am just so delighted and honored to have had Stephen Scott on the show with me last week and this week. You guys are doing great things, and wow, you know, I want everybody to make sure that they get to your website, which is Underwood Gardens, U-N-D-E-R, woodgardens.com. They have a beautiful seed selection, and every seed has been collected and with love and with the greatest of expectation for what can happen in your garden. So I very hopeful that those of you who are listening that you will take a visit to Terroir Seeds and online and order their beautiful catalog. Welcome back, Stephen. We have two callers holding, so I know we left on kind of an interesting note there about wow, talk about an interesting you know, what a strange thing that is, where someone who worked for very strongly on one side is now in charge of another side, and it sort of seems like there's a conflict of interest.
Very much so. We can either take the colors or finish up with this. Either way,
we're going to take the colors. So anyway, we're going to start right off with Teresa calling from Pennsylvania. And Teresa, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. Thank you for calling. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So glad to have you call in. And I know you've got a question for Stephen or myself, so we're going to let you just get started.
Okay, my question is regarding how you would store seeds from season to season and how you would test their viability, say if you had seeds held over from one season to the next.
Excellent question. This is an indication of some of the basic agricultural knowledge that has slipped from our common understanding. Most seeds, and there are always exceptions to the rules, but most seeds are good for a minimum of 2 to 5 years, and some are good for a lot longer under ideal conditions. Temperature plus humidity are your biggest factors, and the rule of thumb is temperature plus humidity needs to be less than 100. So in other words, 75 degrees and 25% humidity is about the max you're going to want to go, or 60-40 or however you want to work that. The cooler you can keep your seeds and the drier humidity-wise you can keep your seeds, the better. Once the seeds are very dry, you know, if you're saving your seeds, you get them good and dry, you can actually store them in the freezer. You want to make sure and label them and date them. And seeds are good for a long time in the freezer. There's some controversy on this, but when you look at the Svalbard seed vault, the Doomsday seed vault, Seed Savers Exchange, this is exactly how they're preserving their seeds. And the lifespan on some of the tomatoes that they're saving are at least, and this is the way they put it, at least 25 years, because they've only had the program for 25 years, and every year they do germination testing. Now, the germination testing part, the simplest way, seeds need humidity, a high moisture content, and a good warm environment. But one of the easiest ways to test the germination is a paper towel. You want to get as natural of a paper towel as possible if you're going to actually plant the seeds. A lot of paper is treated with chlorine, which is a deterrent to the sprouting. So a good quality paper towel, you just wet it, open it up, fold it, wet it, open it up, and in the crease put your seeds, fold it over, and put it in a Ziploc, like a gallon-sized Ziploc, and put it on top of your fridge. You can put it inside the oven if it's not lit, because the pilot light will keep it at about 90 degrees. And in 2 to 3 to 4 days, you're going to start seeing some activity. So if you do 10 seeds, and then you can do the multiplication from that. So if you get, you know, 8 seeds, that's 80% germination. And that will give you a really good indication of how viable your seeds are.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was very descriptive. And, you know, for those of us listening, and I was taking notes because I'm always wanting to boost my tips and understanding. That was great. Thank you so much.
You can visit our website. When you go to underwoodgardens.com, the information is all up front. Go to the blog and you'll see seed saving tips, and you can read the longer version of the article of what I just gave you.
Excellent. And thank you, Teresa, for calling. Are you listening on the radio or online?
I'm on the radio.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that you called in. Let us know how you go, and keep in touch with us. And thank you so much. Be sure you let our engineer have all your information so we can get your azomite to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yes, indeed. We've got another quick caller, and we have Judy from Arizona. Judy, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are
Good
you doing
morning.
Today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning,
Good morning.
Sherry. I'm listening online, and I really appreciate what you where you're coming from and how you are just so informative, but in a way that we can really understand.
Thanks.
So taking responsibility for ourselves is definitely the first start, because I know you get a little bit overwhelmed when I think about what's really happening. It's a little too much. So starting ourselves by getting growing our own food, going to farmers markets and reading our labels. What if someone has, do you recommend that we do start with our own seeds and not plants? Is there any way that we could get organically grown, like, plants that we can plant?
There are more and more resources for that. There are more and more, especially at the farmer's market, early in the season. I know here in the Prescott area, the very first, I think it's the first two weekends, several of the stands will have tomato and pepper starts, just because they realize that there is that growing interest, and it's an additional market. So talk to the folks at your farmer's market. Talk, and this is where you want to get to know who's growing food in your area, not just for the simple fact of providing food for yourself, but that helps strengthen that local food economy. If the farmer realizes, hey, there's another market for me, not just selling my produce, but selling starts, selling seedlings, and they're really wanting the heirlooms, they're really wanting the open pollinated, that gives them another marketing avenue, which increases his income and increases the strength of that local food economy.
Great, excellent. And I have just one other real quick question, too, and I know we're getting close on time, but I think all of us were a little shocked, most of us were shocked, when California recently voted no on listing the GMOs on labels, and I was certainly surprised. What could we do here in Arizona to change our laws as far as labels go?
Labeling is a good approach, but I don't think it's the ultimate approach.
Okay.
Because if you look, follow Millions Against Monsanto, follow the Organic Consumers Alliance. Bonnie Cummins, they talk a lot about the dirty politics. $45 million bought 40,000 extra votes, and that's the only reason it passed. The tipping point's here. Institute for Responsible Technology with Jeffrey Smith, responsibletechnology.com, or .org, I'm sorry. 5 to 7% of the consumers making that choice, making that change, making their voices heard in the market, in the supermarkets, going, hey, I don't want RBGH milk. I don't want genetic engineered food. What have you got for me? And the tipping point is really very, very close. But that's kind of
great.
Big picture stuff. That's good stuff to work with. But individually, taking responsibility, making those own choices for yourself and your family, and helping other people do the same, that's really what's going to happen, because the market is going to make laws and labeling irrelevant. It's going to make Monsanto irrelevant, just simply because nobody's choosing those products.
Supply and demand.
That's it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all your wonderful knowledge.
Thank you so much
you.
For calling, Judy. We really appreciate your calls, and stay with us, and let us know how things go in your garden.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we've got about a minute. I'm going to let you take the minute here and deliver your last message here. And we're going to have you back on the show, though.
I really enjoyed it. This has really been fun.
Thank you so much.
Just to really finish up what we had talked about, I want to read a statement from the FDA from 1992, and it still stands. Uh-huh. The agency is not aware of any information showing that foods derived by these new methods, meaning genetic engineering, differ from any other foods in any meaningful way. In reality, the agency's own scientists warned of the allergens, the toxins, the new diseases, and nutritional problems. They were overridden, and that's the state of affairs that we have today. So what can we do? Just as I talked about, make your own choices, grow your own garden. Give me a call. Our phone number is on the website. Visit our website. Read the information. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join us on Facebook. Terroir Seeds on Facebook. And be part of the conversation.
There you go. Thank you, Stephen, and thank you to everyone for listening. We'll be back next week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm Jamie Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.